Searching through Cleveland's celluloid experience recently brought some interesting characters into frame. Independent filmmakers, artists with a conscience whose ideas seem threaded on a never-tiring spool of 35mm film. Unwinding the spool takes dedication, passion, and a decent golf handicap. Seemingly, investors have to be wooed in many ways. Money is just one concern for the independent filmmaker. The politics of gender is another. On a fine morning in public square, another of Cleveland's celluloid enthusiasts, Carol Tizano, sits and ponders the complexities of her ongoing project, which looks at the portrayal of girls and women in the media. Sharing Carol's passion to educate and uplift is alternative filmmaker Robert Banks. Based largely at his home in the city, where he sports an enviable array of antique but functioning camera equipment, Banks is a young man with original ideas who feels frustrated at the apathy he seems to encounter in his hometown. With such ideas and enthusiasm, success would seem to be already in the can for Cleveland's independent filmmakers, who seem determined that their very different messages will not become as discarded or obsolete as old stock on an edit room floor. Bright lights, precision cameras, and lots of action await. But for now, that's a wrap.